Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
For decades, people have dreamed of owning a personal robot, and the recent advent of generative AI technology has increased the speed of technological advancements in unprecedented ways. While a personal assistant to keep house is still out of reach, the prevalence of AI chatbots has filled the role many people imagined a robotic companion would provide. Likewise, the long-held dream of a personal robot is now being fulfilled for children. These are not just jerky gadgets like R2-D2, but plush teddy bears and stuffed sunflowers. A new version of the classic stuffed animal companion has emerged, the AI toy. Whether they look like a traditional stuffy or have more robotic look, each one contains an AI chatbot. At first glance, an AI toy might seem like the perfect plaything for a developing child. Some parents choose AI toys in an attempt to cut back on their child's screen time. Other parents appreciate their perceived educational value. One of the most popular AI toys in the U.S., Miko 3, is advertised as a STEM-focused learning tool. Its advertisements claim that Miko 3 educates children by providing them with quick answers to their many why questions. But is an AI toy a safe companion for an innocent child? Research raises several concerns about the actual safety of these robotic companions for young children. To begin with, AI toys can provide children with dangerous and inappropriate information. In a study conducted by the consumer watchdog group USPIRG Education Fund, various toys told their users where to find matches, knives, pills, and plastic bags. In another study conducted by NBC News, one toy carefully explained how to light a match and how to sharpen a knife. That same study found that a toy manufactured by a Chinese company was programmed to repeat talking points of the Chinese Communist Party, such as claiming that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. In the PRG study, one toy described Bible stories as a mix of history and imagination. Beyond concerns of physical danger and indoctrination, multiple studies demonstrated that these various toys repeatedly shared explicit sexual content not suitable for children. Also, while many AI tools are marketed as educational tools, they actually hold potential to delay many of the most important areas of childhood development, such as creativity, emotional regulation, problem solving, and imagination. When using traditional toys, children create their own characters and stories through imaginative play. Important work left behind when AI dominates playtime. In addition, these toys are designed to manipulate children to continue using them. The popular Miko 3 is enabled with a gem reward system to encourage users to spend more time with the toy. Every time a user turns the toy on or completes a task, they receive gems which can be redeemed for digital prizes. Children need more time playing outside, creating and exploring, not becoming more and more dependent on the intentionally addictive interactive toys. Perhaps more concerning, AI toys create a false sense of trust. Kristen Jensen, an advocate for a safer internet as head of the group Defend Young Minds, warns that children may trust their AI toys as much as they do their parents and caregivers. She says the motto of the tech industry is move fast and break things, and it doesn't matter that it's breaking people or it's breaking kids. She cautions parents not to buy toys with AI chatbots. The ever-exploding world of technology often leaves ethical concerns in the dust while pursuing advancing science and financial gain. Parents have a God-given responsibility to protect their children and should approach technology with biblical wisdom, discernment, and prayerful diligence. Although an AI toy may seem like an upgraded version of the traditional teddy bear, the consensus of research warns parents to keep them out of their homes and away from the reach of their innocent and impressionable children. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, President of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.